ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Dalid. The Gemara is explaining the memory of Rav. Rav tells us a halacha, shtar habohu ve'edav ala mechak is kosher. A shtar that's bala foneinu, and the shtar and the edim are all written on a paper that was once erased. We are not choshesh for a zif, and afilu achi, the shtar is a kosher shtar. And the Gemara asks on Rav from a Braiso, Hu al aniyor ve'edav al amchak, if a shtar is bolu foneinu, the shtar is written on regular paper, and the edim are signed on a chelik of the paper that was once erased, zok the Braiso afilu achi, the shtar is kosher, we are not choshesh for a zif. And the Gemara asks, if the halach of Rav is true, why do we say in such a case of Hu al aniyor ve'edav al amchak, it's kosher? The chayre such a shtar is evshe lovely day zif, why are we not choshesh duma mochuk lever kosev my deboy? Maybe the malva will erase the entire shtar. He'll be kosev my deboy, he'll write whatever he wants on the area that was mochuk, and he'll be hu ve'edav al mechak, which Rav tells us is a kosher shtar. And the Gemara answers that we don't have such a chishash, because we write into the shtar, anachnu sahada chasamna mechaku ushtara kosev al niyara. We write into the shtar that the edim are made to us, that they signed on the mechak, and the shtar is written on the yar, and therefore it's a yefshe lovely day zif. And the Gemara asks, where is this line written? If it's written under the chasimus edim, the malva can just cut off the achilik of the shtar, and if it's written on top of the chasimus edim, the malva can just erase it. And the Gemara answers that it's kasvi bein sahada le sahada, it's written between the chasim of the two edim. And the two edim write in between the signatures, they write, Anachnu sahada chasamnu amechaku ushtara kosav al niyara, and therefore there is no way that can be bali dezi if the malva cannot erase the shtar and rewrite with kosav my deboy, be mezayif the shtar, being that it's written, edis from the edim, Anachnu sahada chasamnu amechaku ushtara al niyara. And the Mishnayim ask a kasha na sugya, how is it that the edim can write this edis between the chasim of the two edim? If it's written between the chasim of the two edim, it comes out the first eid is not being made on this line. His signature is before the ksiva of this line of Anachnu sahada chasamna mechaku ushtara al niyara. And in Kena comes out, we only have the signature of one eid being made on this line, and the eidus of Eirechud is not mehani. Eirechud is not neman, apishnayim eidim yakim davar. So in fact, the Rishonim, how is it that we can use this, that the one eid is being made to us, that Anachnu sahada chasamna mechaku ushtara al niyara? The Rashbin and Chuvin, Chela Gimelsim and Beis, and his brought in the Shiltiki Bayim, and our Sugi answers that a Erechad is not really Choshed Lishaket. When a Erechad comes before anyone and tells us a Eidus, we are not Choshish that the Eid is lying. We assume that the Eid is telling the truth. And therefore, Dr. Rashbin, we find that Allah is a Erechad could be Mechayev Ashfuah, and a Erechad is Nemo when it comes to Yisurim, because we are not Choshish or Erechad for being Meshaket. Dr. Rajba, this that we say when it comes to Itzahas Mammon, Apishnai Edim Yakim Adavar, is Exeris HaKosav, one can only be Moitzi Mammon with two Edim. But it's not because the Erechad is Choshed the Shaker, it's even if the Erechad is Neman, Afiluachi, one cannot be Moitzi Mammon, Apia Erechad, it's Exeris HaKosav, Apishnai Edim Yakim Adavar. Memela, Dr. Rajba, when the Erechad tells us, Anachnu Sa'adach HaSamna Mechaka Ushtara Al Niyara, the Erechad is Neman, that this is what happened. Memela, there is no chishash that the malva was mezayif the shtar, and we're not chishash that the shtar is efshe lovely deziyef, being that we have an erechad telling us that it's efshe lovely deziyef. He's telling us chasamna mechaku ushtar al niyara. Memela, Dr. Rashba, the being that's only exeris akosav that one each neyedim, and now be the edus of the erechad, it's efshe lovely deziyef. We have an edus of shteyedim telling us that it's us moment that the leva owes money to the malva. Memela, we have the shtayim edim to be mitzi the moment, we can use the shtar to be mitzi moment. And it's all based on this yisayid of the Rashba that a Erechad be'etzim is neman only to exeris ha'kosav ha'pishnayim edim yakum dover, the one has to have two edim in order to be mitzi mamon. And the Rashba is mechadish al pi this another din la'alacha. We know that halacha is if there's a mechika in the shtar, there's a chash ziyif, and therefore one has to be mekayim the mechika b'sayif ha'shtar, he has to write b'sayif ha'shtar that there was a word that was erased and there was another word rewritten on top of the area that was erased. So the Rashba, just like this edus of anachnu sa'adar chasamnu ha'mechaka could be written bein eid la'eid, who had in the key and mechakim, if they forgot to write it before the chasim is eidim, it could also be written bein eid le'eid. And agam, we only have a eid echad being made on the key of the mechak. We don't have both eidim signing on the key of the mechak, being that the eid echad is neman to tell us that this chelik of the shtar was erased and rewritten before the chasim is eidim. The eid echad can be mesalak the chashash ziyef, and now we have a kosher shtar, and we might see moment, we have two eidim telling us, we have two eidim signing on the shtar, telling us the Inyan of Itzahas Mammon, and we can use the shtar not to be Moitzi Mammon, I'll pee the Eidus of the Erechad telling us that it's a kosher shtar. The Rishonim being B'shem Ra'ah, that the Ra'ah is Chelik on the Rashba. that it's dafka this line of anachnu sahadcha samna mechaka can be written bein eid le'eid. Mashenka, when it comes to kiyam mechakim, a kiyam of a mechak cannot be written bein eid le'eid. One has to have two eidim signing on the kiyam of the mechak, and it has to be written kaidim chasim as eidim. And there are two svaras telling the Rishonim to be mechalek. Why is it dafka anachnu sahadcha samna mechaka is mehani bein eid le'eid? Mashenka, kiyam mechakim is not mehani bein eid le'eid. The first svar, the Rashi himself brings that ein leimer v'lechalik, and the Rashi brings a svar lechalik between the two cases. The Rashi, there's a chilik when it comes to the edus of anachnu sa'adach hasamna al mechaka, and the shtar is written al aniyar. A eid doesn't sign on a mechak tachas aksiva v'shtar al aniyar unless the sefer or the edim are going to write this line. This that the edim is signing, we could assume it was a daita dahachi that right after his chasima they're going to write this line of anachnu sa'adach hasamna al mechaka. Memela, we could assume there were two Edim signing to this line of Anachnu Sadech Hasamna Machaka. We have an Edis of two Edim telling us that the Edim signed on a Machaka and the Shtar is Nichtav al Aniyar. Memela, we have an Edis of two Edim telling us that it's a Kosher Shtar and Tzief Shalavi Deziyev. And Memela, we can Yimaitzi Maman and it's a Kosher Shtar. When it comes to the Kiyam of a Machak, Dr. Rashi, there's a Makam Lechalik that maybe the Machak first happened after the first eight signed. After the first eight signed on the Shtar, now the Malva came and was Moichik something beside Hashtar, and he rewrote it, and he's using a second eight to be made on the Kiyam of the Machak. And being that it's only eight Echad, he's Choshed the Shakim, maybe there's really a lie, and it's really not Emes that the labor was masking to this Machak that the Malva came and rewrote on top of the Mechika. And therefore, it's Dr. Oh, it's Apostle Hashtar, and you're camping a riot from our Sigiv Anachnu Sadach Hasam Na Mechaka to a Kiyam Machak, which is Nichtav Bein Eid La'eid. There is a second svar that is brought to be mechalik the Ritva and the Shachin Choshem Ishpun and Simen Mem Dalet Sivkotan Chav Dalet is mechalik between the two cases. That it's dafke in the case of Anachnu Sahadach Hasamna Amachoka, where really that's not an Eidus Bechlau. We don't really need an Eidus of Anachnu Sahadach Hasamna Amachoka and the Shtar is on the Yara. When the Shtar is Bala Fulenu, we see the Shtar is Nichtaval on the Yara and the Eidim sign on the Mechak. So we don't really need an Eidus to tell us that. The only reason why the Eidim are writing Bein Eid Le'eid that Anachnu Sadech Hasamna Mechaka is Kedei that the Shtar shouldn't be a Shtar that's Efshe Lovely Deziyef. Until the Eidim write that line, the Shtar is Efshe Lovely Deziyef, that Rechoshesh the Malva will erase the Shtar and rewrite whatever he wants into the Shtar. So the Eidim are really only writing this line between the Chasimas Eidim to scare the Malva off and to make the Shtar in a oifen that the Malva will not be able to be Mezayef the Shtar. In such an oifen that it's not really an Eidus, it's just coming to ensure that the Malva can't be Mezayef the Shtar. I feel if there's only a Chasima of Eid Echad, it's kosher. The Eid Echad itself writing on this line of Anachnu Sadach Hasamna Mechaka is enough to Mezayef the Chashziyef that now the Malva is unable to Mezayef the Shtar. And now the Shtar about that's Bala for them doesn't have a Chashziyef, it's a kosher Shtar, one can be Meitzi Mamma with the Shtar. Mashenka, when it comes to a Kiyam of a Mechak, being that the Eidim signing have to be made on the Kiyam of the Mechak, they have to be made that there was a Mechika done by Kashrus, being that it's a regular Eidus, the Allah is that if there's only a Chasim of Eid Echad, Dr. Oh, if there's only a Chasim of Eid Echad is not Neman, one cannot be Meitzi Mamun to such a Shtar, it's not considered a Shtar that has two Eidim on it. On the Etzim Chiddush of the Rashba that Eid Echad is Be'etzim Neman, he is not Choshed the Shakir, only to Zegzeris HaKosav, when it comes to Meitzi Mamun, Apishnaim Eidim Yakum Dover, Lechoira, this is a Machlekes HaRishayim. In the Sivis and Simon Lunvav, Siv Katan Yilches, brings B'Shem the Sma, and he also brings B'Shem the Tshuva of the Tashbates. So the Nesivis, they hold that the Eid Echad is not Neman because there's a Chshash of Sheker, there's a Chshash that the Eid is not saying the truth. Not that we assume that the Eid Echad is Kavonah L'Shakir. So the Nesivis, we assume he's Amr B'Dah Dami, maybe he thinks he's saying the truth, but really it didn't really happen the way he saw it. He's really imagining a little bit of his Eidus, and therefore we cannot be saying Mechad as Eidus because he is Amr B'Dah Dami. The Meir of the Nesivis, Afilo, or Eid Echad as Amigu also is not Neman. Amigu only proves that the Eid Echad is trying to say the truth. Being that we're not choshish that the Eid Echad is being mechavin l'shake, we are choshish that he is amr b'dadami, afilu ayde migu also, or Eid Echad is not neman. Hakoponim, we see from the Nesivis that the Tashbits and the Sma hold that Eid Echad is be'etzim choshed l'shake, we are not saying on his Eidus because we are choshish that he is amr b'dadami, maybe he's imagining a chilek of his Eidus and he thinks he's saying the truth, but it's really not the truth. It's tafka if we have two Eidim who are saying the same story. Mamela, we could assume that this story is accurate and they're both saying the story exactly the way it happened, and that's why it's Apishnai Medim Yakum Dover. It's a better Eidus when it comes to a Eid Echad, we is Choshesh that is a Sheker. Mashenkin, two Eidim, we are not Choshesh for a Sheker, Apishnai Medim Yakum Dover. And according to this man, the Tashvitz, we cannot say like the Rashba when it comes to Anachnu Sadach Hasamna Machaka, when it comes to Achim Machakim Bein Sadah Lesado, that we should say the Eid Echad is Betzim saying the truth to Mesalak Tech Shashziyef, and now the Shtar should be a Kosher Shtar. According to the Tashbits and according to the Smal, we'd have to answer like the Shach, like the Ritva, that it's dafka when it comes to anachnu chasadis, a chasam no amachok, which is only being misalik a chash ziyif, in such an oifen, it's the hani aksiva bein chasima sa'eid to chasima sa'eid. But in the case of kiyam machokim, which is a real edis, an eid echad would not be nemen, because there's always a chash sheker on eid echad. The Bachonan asks on this Shuvah Sir Rajbe, how is it that the Rajbe can say, being that we have an edis of an eid echad, telling us the shtar is a kosher shtar, we can be mighty moment. In fact, the Bachon not to name it, that if an Erechot comes and tells us that two other Edom came to a different Bezdin, and the other Bezdin passing the Reuven is Chayef to Shimon money, are we to say that this Erechot should be number that there are two Edom and now be Maitzi Mammon, up here the Edis of the Erechot that the word two Edom be made that Reuven is Chayef to Shimon money? In fact, the Bachon Navado, in such a case, one the Reuven will not be Chayef the Mammon to Shimon, being that's only Erechot being made that the word two Edom, the Erechot Edis is not manic to be Maitzi Mammon, up each time Edom Yakum Dover, and we're not Semich on the Erechot that the word two Edom. So, in fact, the Bachonim came, why is it that we could be Semich on the Erechot to tell us that the star is a kosher star and there is no Chash Ziyef, and I day the Edis of the Erechot, we're going to assume we have two Edom, and now be Maitzi Mammon, up the Edis of the star, because the star is two Edom, and be Maitzi Mammon with these two Edom. And the Bachonin is Mechalik, it's Dafke in our case in our Suga, where Be'etzim we have a Chasim of Tuedim and a Shtar, and we have a Shtar that's Balu Faninu, which is coming to be Maitzi Mamun. Only there's a Chash Ziyef, and the Erechot is coming to be Mesalik to Chash Ziyef. Bein in our case of Anachnu, Sa'ad, Chasam, Noam, Mechokom, Bein by the case of Kiyam, Mechokom, the Erechot is only coming to be Mesalik to Chash Ziyef. And being that it's only a Gili Milso, Ba'alma, it's not the Etzim Eitzahas Mamun, therefore the Erechot, who really is Neman, just as Exeris HaKosov, Apishnai, made him Yakum Dover. Then the monos of the Erechot is Mehani to Mestalek to Chash Ziyef, and now we have a Kosher Eshtar, and we can Moitzi Mammon with this Kosher Eshtar. Mashenkin, a Erechot who's coming to tell us the story, and he's the one being Mechadish to us that we have two Edom came to a different Bezdin, and they were made, and the Bezdin passed, and the Reuven's Chayef to Shimon money, being that the entire story is based on the Edis of an Erechot, that's called Erechot being Moitzi Mammon, and the Pasuk tells us, Apishnayim Edom Yakum Dover, one cannot be Semich on Erechot to be Moitzi Mammon. Now, upon him, he said, over the Rishonim is Kasha on the Gemara that the Edom write, Bein Chasimus Eid Le'ed Anachnu Sa'adah Chasamna Amachok and the Shtar Yutana on the Yor, in fact, the Rishonim and the Chari, it's the Edis of an Erechot. And the Rajbe answers that the Erechot Be'etzim is Nerman only the Zegzeris HaKosov of Apishnayim Edom Yakum Dover. But this that the Erechot is telling us Anachnu Sa'adah Chasamna Amachok and there's a Kosher Shtar, now we can use the Kosher Shtar to Yimaitzi Mammon. And the Rajbe tells the too that who adim when it comes to kiyam mechokim also one can mekayim the mechak bein chasimus eid le eid as long as we have a chasim of a erechot telling us to be mekayim the mechak it's also kosher we do not need two eidim being made on the kiyam of the mechak and the Rishonim being b'shem of all that the Ra'ah is chelik on the Rajbe tafkin our sugi that it's mehani bein chasimus eid le eid mashenka when it comes to kiyam mechokim it's not mehani the chasim of erechot on the kiyam of the mechak and we said over two svaros to be mechalik. It's Dafka over here of Anachnu Sa'ad Chasamnu Amachok, where we could assume on the first eight sign there was only a Daita Da'achi that they're going to write right afterwards Anachnu Sa'ad Chasamnu Amachok, and it comes that we really have two Eidim being made on Anachnu Sa'ad Chasamnu Amachok. Mashenkin on the Kiyam of a Mechak, we are Chayshish that the Mechika first happened after the Chasim of the first Eid, and we only have an Eidus of an Erechot telling us on the Kiyam of the Mechak. We said over a second Svar, Lechalak B'Shem Duritva and the Shach. That it's dafka anachnu chasadah chasamnu amachokah, which is really not an edis bechlal. Really, there's a kosher shtar that's bala fenenu that we see the shtar is al niyar and the edim on the mechak. The reason why the edim are writing anachnu chasadah chasamnu amachokah is to scare the malva away that the malva should be unable to be raised the entire shtar and rewrite it and be mezayef the shtar. Being that it's not really an edis, it's just there to ensure that the malva can't be mezayef the shtar. Memela, I feel if there's only the chasim of an erechot, that's also mehani. We don't need the chasim of shtei edim and anachnu chasadah chasamnu amachokah. Mashenki, when it comes to kiyam mechokah, which is a real edis, it's hodger to the halacha that apishnayim edim yakum dover, and the chasim of an erechot is not mehani. On the etzim chiddush of the Rashba that a erechot is really neman, it's only gzeris hakosva, apishnayim edim yakum dover, we said over the nesivis, brings b'shem the sman, the tashbits, that an erechot is choshed, that is omer b'dedami, and therefore there's always a chshash sheker on the edis of an erechot. Zok the Nesivus Afilo Amigus not Mahani, being that it's a chash of Omer b'Dedami, maybe he's imagining a chelik of the story, therefore he thinks he's saying the truth, and Afilo Amigus also would not be Mahani. And we also said over the Kasha from Abachanan that Otu Neymar or Erechot was made to us that two Edom were made in Bezin, that Reuven's Chayef to Shimon money would be Mahani to be Maitzi Maman Api the Erechot. And Abachanan is Mechalik that it's Dafka in our case where we have a chasim of two Edom on the Shtar. Only the Chash Ziyef to pass on the Shtar, we could use the Erechot to Mesalak the Chash Ziyef, it's only a Gilei Milsa Ba'alma, not the Etzmei Tzahas Mammon. Rashenkin Eirecha, who's telling us the entire story, which we don't have any other way to know the story aside for the Eidus of the Eirecha, telling us that two Eidimum were made in Bezdin, Avada, that has the Halacha of an Eirecha, and the Halacha is Apishnai made in Yakum Dava, we cannot be Semich on the Eirecha. And the etzim teretz of the Gemara, this that the Braisa tells us the Halacha hu al aniyor ve'edav al amechak is a kosher shtar. And the Gemara had asked, why are we not choshish? Maybe the malva will be moichik the shtar that's nichtav al aniyor, and it'll be kosev my deboi, and that will be hu ve'edav al amechak. The shtar and the edim will both be al amechak. And Rav told us the Halacha hu ve'edav al amechak is a kosher shtar. And the Gemara answered that they write between the chasim of the two edim, anachnu sahada chasamnu al mechoko, we are signing on a shtar which is nichtav al aniyor, and the edim sign on the mechak. Tosis in the Ramascha Gufa asks, how does it help to write in between the chasim of the two edim, anachnu sahada chasamnu al mechoko, and the shtar is nichtav al aniyor? Why are we not still choshish? Maybe the malva will be moichik this line of the shtar. And now there'll be a chasim of two edim on the mechak, and the shtar is nichtaval on the niyar. And now the malva can go be moichik the entire shtar and be kosev my deboi, and it'll be hu ve'edaval amechak. And Rava told us the halacha that hu ve'edaval amechak is a kosher shtar. So in Cain, how does it help for this that the Gemara answers that we write between the chasim of the two edim anachnu sa'ad chasam na mechak u'shtar nichtaval on niyar? Afilo, if we write that between the chasim of the two edim, the malva can go be moichik that line of the shtar. And now it will be nachsa to the kasha of the Gemara, why are we not choshish that the malva will be moichik the entire shtar because of my deboi, and it'll be huve edav al mechak, which Rav told us is a kasha shtar. And Tosis brings two teretz to this kasha. The first teretz Tosis brings is the teretz of the Rivam. Rivam answers, if the malva will go be moichik, this that it's nichtav between the chasim of the two edim, anachnu sa'ada chasam na mechak u'shtar nichtav al aniyorel, will come at that area of the shtar, will be two mechikas. The Eidim themselves signed al mechak, and they wrote Anachnu Sahado v'chulu, they wrote that also on the mechak. And the Gemara tells us later on in the Gemara that it's nikir the chilik between a shtar that was nimchak one time and a shtar that is nimchak two times. Im kein, if the malva was to go and be moichik this that it's nichtav ben eid the eid, that Anachnu Sahado signed on the mechak and the shtar is nichtav al aniyor, it'll be nikir that it was nimchak two times. And Bezmo realized that the Eidim signed on the area that was Nimchak one time, and the area in between the chasima of the two Eidim is Nimchak two times. It will be Nikud the Ziyif, and therefore the Malva can't be Moichik that line, and that's why it's Mahani, this that we write, Bein Sahada Le Sahada, that the Eidim signed on the Mechak, and the Shtar was Nichtav Al Aniyor. And Tosis asks on this Teretz of the Rivam, that the Gemara's Mashmet Tafka, the chasima of the two Eidim is Nichtav Al Mechak. But the area in between the two Eidim could have really been Niyar. Just like the Shtar was Nichtav on the Niyar, the area that we write, Anachnu Zahada Chasamnu Al Mechaku, Ishtar Nichtav Al Niyar, could have also been written on the Niyar. The Gemara is not Mechalik, that line also has to be written on the Mechak. So for Ektosis, if we're in a case when the Eidim signed Al Mechak, and the area in between the two Eidim was Niyar, it wasn't yet Nimchak, and they wrote on the Niyar, Anachnu Zahada Chasamnu Al Mechaku, Ishtar Nichtav Al Niyar, why are we not choshish that maybe the malva will be moichik that line? It will be an area that was nimchak only one time, and now the edim will be nichtav al amechak without anything written in between the two edim. The malva can now be moichik the entire shtar because of my deboy, and it will be huve edav al amechak, which Rav says is a kosher shtar. So for Tosis, the teretz of the Rivam only answers in the case when the line of Anachnu Sa'ada Chasamnu Al Mechaka was also nichtav al amechak. And then when he erases it, it will be nikkur the chiluk between a mechika one time and a mechika two times. But if the line of Anachnu Sa'ada Chasamnu Al Mechaka would be nichtav al aniyor, now when the malva comes and erases it, it would only be an iri that's nimchak one time. And hu adin, also the chasim of the edim was written on iri that was nimchak one time, and now it will be moichik the rest of the shtar and be kosev my deboi, and the entire shtar will be written on a paper that was nimchak one time. Why are we not choshish for the ziyaf of the malva? And therefore, Tosis is chelik on the teretz of the Rivam, and not only Tosis is chelik that the teretz of the Rivam doesn't answer all cases, Tosis is chelik on the entire svar of the Rivam. The svar of the Rivam is that it is nikir the chelik between a mechika one time and a shtar that's nimchak two times. And we may lift the malva will be mechik the line of anachnu sa'ad chasamnu amachaka will be nikir that area was nimchak two times, and bezdim will be nikir the ziyef, and therefore not choshish that the malva was mezayef the shtar. Zog Tosfos, this that the Gemara says later, it's nikir the chilk between a shtar that was nimchak one time and a shtar that was nimchak two times, is dafke b'mokim that we rewrote on the mechika. It's nikir mikoyach teksav on top of that mechika if the shtar was nimchak one time or the shtar was nimchak two times. But b'chiyai gavna, like our case, that the shtar was nimchak a second time and it wasn't rewritten, that area was left blank, Zog Tosfos would not be nikir the chilk between a mechika one time and a mechika two times. Umemelitz hodju the kushya, why are we not choishes that the Malva will erase this line of anachnu sadecha samna amachokan de shtar is nichtaval on a yor, and in Cain the Malva will now be able to be moichik the entire shtar, and because of my deboy, it will be huve edaval amachak, which Rav tells us is a kosher shtar. And Tosfos answers that if the Malva will come be moichik the line of anachnu sadecha samna amachokan de shtar is nichtaval on a yor, there will be a large empty space between the chasim of the two edims. So Tosfos, if a shtar comes to Bezdin with a large empty space between the chasim of the two edims, it's nikah the ziyif, and Bezdin is immediately choshish for a ziyif. Being that there's such a large space, there's two lines of space between the chasim of the two edim, Bezdin is immediately choshish for a ziyif, and therefore the shtar is a possible shtar. Memela the malva cannot be mezayif and be meichik the line of anachnu sadecha samna mechoka, and through this be meichik the entire shtar because of my deboy. If he is to be moichik that line, there'll be a large space between the chasim of the two edims, and b'makom that there's a large space between the chasim of the two edims, bezdin is choshish for a shtar mezuyif, and the shtar is possible. And b'meila, it's an all case that's when choshish, not only in the case when the line of anachnu sadech chasamnu amechoka u'shtar nichtav al aniyar was written al amechika, like the teretz of the Rivam. In such a case, if the mava will be moichik and it's nikah the ziyif. But I feel in a case if bein sahada lesad it's nichtav anachnu sadech hasam na mechoka and it's nichtav al aniyar not on the mechika, even in such a case also the malva will not be able to be mechik the line of anachnu sadech hasam na al mechoka, because if he's to be mechik that line there'll be a large space between the chasim of the two edims and it's nikur the ziyef and the shtar would be a possible shtar. The Tumim asks on this teretz of Tosfos that if the malva will be meichik the line of anachnu sadecha samna amachoka, there'll be a large space between the chasim of the two edims, and b'makom that there's a large space between the chasim of the two edims, it's nikah the ziyef and the shtar is possible. In fact, the Tumim, maybe the malva will be memali this iri with krevim sulim, and Chizkia tells us the halacha and afkuf samach beizam at beizis mil'u b'krevim is kosher. So how can Tosfos say that being that there'll be a large space between the chasim of the two edims, it will be nikah the ziyef and the shtar is a possible shtar? Maybe the malva will be memali this space with krevim sulim, with possible edim, and Chizkiah told us the halacha of mil'u b'krevim is kosher. And Zokta Tumim, it's totally in the machlikis rishonim and dafkos samach beizam et beiz. According to the rishonim, the mil'u b'krevim is dafka the edim of rishonim that achosim on the shtar. Being that over here the mil'u b'krevim is going to be in between the two edim ksherim, Memela the malva cannot be memali the empty space with edim sulim. The halacha of mil'u b'krevim kosher is dafka if the first edim to sign are the edim sulim. So according to those rishonim, it's nicha Tosfos teretz, being that it's dafka the edim rishonim can be edim sulim, and over here the edim rishon and the edim achron are edim ksherim. Memela we do not have the halacha of mil'u b'krevim is kosher, and it's hodja to the teretz of Tosfos that if there'll be an empty space between the two edim, will be nikah the ziyef and the shtar is a possible l'shtar. But Zokta Tumim, according to the sheet of the Rambam, that Mil'u b'krevim is kosher is bein b'tchila, bein b'emtza, bein b'soif, anywhere in the chasim of the shtar, if it's Mil'u b'krevim, the shtar is a kosher shtar. In Cain, how can Tosfos answer that if there's an empty space between the edim, it's nikah the ziyef and the shtar is possible? The malva can be memali this empty space with edim sulim, and the halacha is Mil'u b'krevim is kosher. Zokta Tumim, al korchach tzarech leimer, that the Rambam is chiluk on this halacha of Tosfos. And the Rambam holds hu al aniyar ve'edav al amechak, and this line of anachnu sadech hasamna al mechoka u'shtor al aniyar is written on the niyar and not on the mechak. The area between the chasim of the two edims is niyar and not mechak. According to the Rambam, this would be a possible shtar. This that we say hu al aniyar ve'edav al amechak is a kosher shtar is dafka if the area between the chasim of the two edims is also a mechika. And being that this area is also a mechika, we can write on the mechak anachnu sadech hasamna al mechoka u'shtor al aniyar. And we're not choshish that the malva will be mechik that area because it's nikah the chiluk between a mechika one time and a mechika two times. But the Rambam cannot hold it like the teretz of Tosfos that if there's a space between the chasim of the two edims, the shtar is a possible shtar because according to the Rambam, one can be memaleit b'krevim sulim. And Chizkiah tells us melu b'krevim is kosher, which the Rambam holds is bein b'tchila, bein b'emtza, bein b'soif. And Tosfos continues with a kasha, why is it that chazal and mesaken hu ve'edav al amechak is kosher, and we do not have to be kosev anything into the shtar to tell us that it was hu ve'edav al amechak? Masha'enkin hu al aniyor ve'edav al amechak, being that there's a chshash, maybe the malva will be moichik the shtar that's nichtav al aniyor, chazal and mesaken that they have to write bein sahada lesada anachnu sada chasamna amechoka u'shtor al niyor. For Tosfos, why weren't chazal mesaken exactly the opposite? Hu al aniyor ve'edav al amechak, we should say is a kosher shtar, being that the shtar is nichtav al aniyor and the edim are on the mechak. There is no ziyef before neinu, the shtar is nichtav al aniyor and the shtar is a kosher shtar. By who ve'edav ala mechak v'shtav echshash, maybe originally the shtar was hu ala niyo ve'edav ala mechak, and the malva was moichik the shtar that was nichtav ala niyo, and he was koisav my deboy, and that's why it's now bolu for neinu as hu ve'edav ala mechak. So in Cain, being that there is such a chshash, by hu ve'edav ala mechak, chazal should be mesakim, when it's hu ve'edav ala mechak, we should sign between the two edim, pein sahada le sahada, we should write, anachnu sahada chasamnu ala mechak, and the shtar is also nichtav ala mechak. And in Meir, there won't be any chshash, maybe the shtar is a shtar mezuyif. So why is it that Chazal and Mesakin that hu ve'edav ala mechak is completely a kosher shtar, and by hu ala niyor ve'edav ala mechak, we have to write bein sa'ada l'sa'ada, anachnu sa'ada chasam no amechoko. Why weren't Chazal Mesakin the opposite? Hu ve'edav ala mechak, we should have to write bein sa'ada l'sa'ada that the shtar is nichtav ala mechak, and by hu ala niyor ve'edav ala mechak, it's a regular kosher shtar. And Tosfos answers the reason why Chazal were mesaked in such an oifen is because it's more shchiach hu ve'edav ala mechak. It's shchiach for a sefer to have niyaros mechukis, and he wishes to use these niyaros mechukis and write the shtar and the edim on the niyar mechuk. Memela Chazal were mesaked in an oifen that hu ve'edav ala mechak should be easily kosher. It's a regular kosher shtar, and agam that creates a chshash by hu ala niyar ve'edav ala mechak. Then now there's a chshash, maybe the malva will be moichik the shtar that's nichtav ala niyor and it'll be hu ve'edav ala mechak. So therefore Chazal and Mesakin, they should write bein sahada le sahada anachnu sahada chasamnu al mechok and the shtar is nichtav ala niyor. But Chazal wished to be Mesakin in a case that a sefer should be able to use his niyor as mechuk, as therefore they said, bein hu ve'edav ala mechak is a regular kosher shtar. The Divrei Chaim in Eben Ezer in Siman Tzadi Aleph Ois Dalet says another teretz of Tosfos Kasha, that Chazal could only be misakin that they should write on this line, Anachnu sadech hasamna al mechoka, and the shtar is nichtav ala niyor. It could only be written on a hu ala niyor ve'edav ala mechak. But hu ve'edav ala mechak would not be mehanya takona to write bein sahada le sahada that we signed on a shtar that was nichtav ala mechak. And he explains, based on what we discussed earlier, when we write between the two edim that Anachnu sadech hasamna al mechoka, and the shtar is nichtav ala niyor, l'chayvid is only the second ed signing on that line. We only have a ed echad being meyed Anachnu sadech hasamna al mechoka, and the shtar is nichtav ala niyor. And we said, over one of the terutzim the Rishonim say, and the Shach brings this teretz, is being that v'be'emesin the shtar that's bala fonenu is a kosher shtar. The shtar is nichtav ala niyor, and the edim are on the mechak, and the shtar is bala bezdin. Bezdin sees the shtar is still nichtav ala niyor. So Bezdin now sees a kosher shtar with two edim that were chosim on the shtar. Only we're choshish that it's a shtar that's yochol lovely deziyif. If we are to write such shtaris, it will come times that the malva will erase the shtar that's nichtav ala niyor, and he'll write it over on the mechak, and it'll be hu ve'edav ala mechak. So memela chazal mesaken to write between the two edim, anachnu sade chasamna al mechaku v'shtar ala niyor. But the chasim of the second ed is only being mehani to be mesalek the chshash ziyif. Now that the shtar is bolder for nenu without the malva being mezayif, it's a regular shtar kosher, the chasim of the eid echad is only being mehani to be mesalek achshash ziyif, and therefore for that it's mehani eid echad also. Dr. Divrei Chaim is called as dafka by hu ala niyor ve'edav ala mechak. The shtar that's bolder for nenu, that's bolder ala niyor, we see as a kosher shtar. The eid echad was only coming to mesalek achshash ziyif, and therefore it's mehani eid echad. Mashenkin, in a case of hu ve'edav ala mechak, if we are to be mesakin that they should write bein sahada l'sada anachnu sada chasamna al mechoko, and the shtar is nichtav ala mechak, it would come out that we need the eid is being made that the shtar that's nichtav ala mechak is a kosher shtar, and we're going to be end up being samech on the eidus of an eid echad who's telling us this shtar that's nichtav ala mechak is not a shtar mezuyif. So the Divrei Chaim, being that it's only a eid echad telling us the shtar is kosher and this is an emes eidus, we can't be samech on eid echad al pishnayim eidim yakum davar. Memela Chazal and Mesakim, who ve'edav ala mechak, the two edim sign and it's a kosher v'shtar. Mashenk mehu ala niyor ve'edav ala mechak, they gave the eitz of writing between the chasim of the two edim, anachnu sa'ada chasamnu al mechak, u'ishtar u'nichtav ala niyoro. And over there it's a good eitz that even though there's only the chasim of eid echad, being that the chasim of the eid echad is only being mesalek the chshash ziyif, but achshav it's bolu fanenu v'shtar et nichtav ala niyor, we see it's not mezuyif and therefore it's a kosher v'shtar. Memela it's mehani the eidus of an eid echad. And it was dafka boifin zech, as I were able to be mesakin, shim hani the edus of eid echad, by who ve'edav ala mechak, the takon of writing bein sahada la sahada wouldn't be mehani, therefore chazal mesakin over there, who ve'edav ala mechak is a kosher v'shtar. Our component to summarize, we said over Tosfos Kasha, why we not choshish the malva will erase the line of anachnu sahada chasamna al mechok, and the shtar is nichtav ala niyor. And we said over two terutzim of Tosfos, the Rivam answers it's nikir the chilk tina mechika one time and a mechika two times. And Tosfos is chelik on the Rivam, and he says this, that it's nikir the chilk tina mechika one time and a mechika two times, it's dafkif, it's nichtav on top of the mechika. But being that in our case, it's not nichtavan the mechika, will not be nikkur the chilg between a mechika one time and a mechika two times. And Tosfos answers that if the mavel will be moichik anachnis adech hasamna al mechaka, there will be a large space between the chasim of the two edims, and b'makom hashtar is bolifnei bezdim with a large space between the mechika of the two edims, the shtar is a pasul hashtar because it's nikkur the ziyif. And Tosfos asks on the Shitas of Yivam, the Gemara is not mechalik where the anachnis adech the chasamna al mechaka is written. If it's written on a mechika or it's written on the area of niyor between the chasim of the two edims, that will chasim al mechak. And according to the Rivam, it's if it's nichtav al niyor lechayi, there still is a chashash the mavel will come be meichik the words anachnu sade chasam na mechaku ishtar nichtav al niyor, and it will only be nimchak one time. It'll be huve edav al mechak and a kosher ishtar. And we said over the tumim is mechiach lefishita saviamam that einach anami. And the area in between the chasim of the two edims is also niyor, and they wrote on that, and anachnu sadeh chasamna al mechaku ishtar nichtav al niyor is a pasul ishtar. According to the Shita Saramam, there still is a chashash that maybe the mavel will erase that line and it'll be mil'u b'kravim, and the Ramam holds mil'u b'kravim kosher is bein b'tchila, bein b'emtza, bein b'soif. The Mele zok tum l'fidas Ramam al korchach, if the area between the two edims is niyor, and on that they wrote anachnu sadeh chasamna al mechaku, it's not mehani in the shtar, but still be a pasul ishtar. And who would in the Shita Sarivam, he could answer that he holds Enechanami if there's the area of Niyor between the Chasim of the two Edim, and on that they write Anachnu Sadda Chasam Na Mechoka with Taka be Apostle Lishtar. We then said over to Isis Kasha, why is it that Chazal and Mesakin, who Veidav Allah Mechak is kosher, and we don't have to write anything between the two Edims? Mashakin, who Allah Niyor, Veidav Allah Mechak, we have to write between the two Edims Anachnu Sadda Chasam Na Mechoka, Ushtar Allah Niyor. Fact Isis, why weren't Chazal and Mesakin the opposite? Who ve'edav ala mechak, we should misakin, they have to write that the Edim said that the shtar is nichtav ala mechak. Anachnu sa'adah chasamna al mechaka, v'ashtar nichtav ala mechaka. And in came by who ala niyor, ve'edav ala mechak, it's a regular kosher shtar, and we don't have to write anything between the chasim of the two Edims. And Tosfos answers that Chazal wanted to be misakin, and who ve'edav ala mechak is a regular kosher shtar, being that it's a davar motzi, that the sefer wishes to use niyor as mechukas. Therefore, Chazal wanted to be mesaked in a even that a niyor mochik should be a regular kosher ishtar. We start off with a second teretz from the Divrei Chaim al pi that we showed him earlier, that when we write anachnu sadeh chasamna mechaka ishtar nichtav al niyor lechayr, it's only the edus of an erechon. How is it mehani al pi shnayim edim yakum davar? And the Rishonim answered that being that the shtar is balef oneinu hu al niyor veidav al mechak, and we see that the shtar is a kosher ishtar, it's still nichtav al niyor. And in Kem, we have two Edom signing on a kosher ishtar, and it's a kosher ishtar. Only the ishtar is efshe lovely deziyef, because the malva was able to erase the entire ishtar because of my deboy, no behuve edav ala mechak. Zok the Rishonim, emela the eid echad that's being chosem on an achnu sadeh chasamna al mechak is not really being made in edus, he's only coming to mesalek the chashash ziyef. And emela now it's a kosher ishtar, and we have two Edom being chosem on the ishtar, we have a regular kosher ishtar with two Edom. But calls the dafka by who are on the yor veidav ala mechak. By who veidav ala mechak, l'chayre, the edim are being made for us that the shtar was nichtav ala mechak, and it's coming to kashi the ksivas ashtar. For that, we need two edim, and it wouldn't be mehani a ksivah bein sa'ada l'sa'ada. So it's dafka b'oifin zeh, it's mehani takonas chazal. It's only by who are on the yor veidav ala mechak that chazal were able to be mesakin to write something between the two edim. And agam, there's only an edus of an eid echon, and what's written between the two edim is being that it's only coming to mesalek the chashash ziyef. And we still have two edim being made on mashenichta b'shtar, it's still a kosher b'shtar. The Gemara on Amud Beis being Zamaisa, who ishtore davakosabe b'shnas pleni orchon. The shtar, the zman nichtav in the shtar was in a certain melech, the year orchon. And Abchanina says we should be baidik, emosai omad orchon barachanusai. When was this melech? When was the first year of his malchus? And that's the year the shtar is referring to. From that year on, he is tarif melekuchus. And the Gemara asks, V'dilma da orich malchusei, maybe when it says orchon, maybe he was marich per malchusei, and it means a different year of his malchus. How did Reb Chanina know it's referring to the first year of the malchus? And the Gemara answers, Amir Vashia, kach min hoga shalu mezu, shana vishainas, koyin le orchon, they write orchon referring to the first year of the malchus, shnia koyin le digon, and memela, when it says orchon, we know it's the first year of the shtar. The Rashbam, in explaining the Gemara's question, maybe it's the Orech Malchusei, maybe it was Mayrech Be Malchusei, and it's not referring to the first year. Dr. Rashbam, Kiloima, maybe the Shtar was Nichtav La'acher Sheherech U'Malach Kameshonim. Maybe it was Nichtav after he already was a king for many years. And Dr. Rashbam, Emele Lo Yitifu Lekuches Elo Mikano Lahaba. Being that it's not Muchach Mitoich the Shtar, which year the Shtar was Nichtav, we should not be able to be Toif Milekuches only Mikano Lahaba. The shita of Tosis in Ksubas and Dav Tzadi Dalet is that a shtar can only be toif milakuchas if it's muchach mineyu bey in the shtar, it's muchach mitoicha when the shtar is toif milakuchas. If we have to come into an outside raya to be mechiach, which zman the shtar is able to be toif milakuchas, zok Tosis, the shtar can't be toif milakuchas meyoses man. And the Mele zok Tosis, that's where a shtar can only be toif milakuchas besoif hayem shenichtav bo. If it's written in the shtar Yud Zayin Teves, he can only be toif milakuchas from Soif Hayim of Yud Zayin Teves. Being that it's namuchach mitoich the shtar, at what time of the day on Yud Zayin Teves the shtar was nimsar from the Levit to the Malva, then Mela the Malva can't be toif milakuchas from the Shas Mesiris Hashtar. It has to be muchach mitoich in the shtar when the shtar is toif milakuchas, being that it's only muchach mitoich is besoif Hayim, that al kolponim it was nimsar before the Seif Ayim of Yud Zayin Tevis, but mainly can only be Toif Milakuchis from Seif Ayim of Yud Zayin Tevis. And Dr. Bachonon, the Chayre Tosis is Chaylik on the Rashbam in our Sugya. The Rashbam is saying that the Malv is able to be Toif Milakuchis Mikano Labo. It's not Muchach in the Shtar which year it was Nimsaf from the Levit to the Malv, which year it was Nichtav. Was it Nichtav in the first year of the Melech Pliny, or was after with Aruch B'Malchusay, then the Shtar was Nichtav and Nimsaf from the Levit to the Malv. And if you look at the Rashbam, Hagam, he can't be toif milakuchis from the Shana Rishayna, he can be toif milakuchis from the Kano Lahaba. And in 3 years from now, it's not muchach mitoicha from the time that the star came to Bezdin, that at that point the star was already nichtav. It's not muchach mitoicha bechlal. It's an outside raya that once Bezdin sees the star, Bezdin sees that it was nichtav before this time. The Mele Zokta Kaibichurim, we see there's a machlikis, the Rashbam and Tosis, according to the Rashbam, a star that has an outside raya of when this man that the star is toif milakuchis is still a kosher star. And she does a Tosis is that a star is the muchach mitoich, if the star is not muchach mitoich, this man of the star, it can't be toif milakuchis only from this man which is muchach mitoich. Only Rabbi Chanan asks on the Shita Satoisvis, the Mishnah Gittin tells us there are Gimel Gittin that are psulin vim nises avlad kosher. Midayraisa it's a kosher a get, and one of these three gittin is a get she'im bo'iz man. In fact, the bachonon, a get she'im bo'iz man is not muchach mitoicha bichlal when the get was given. The only raya we have that the isha's mugureshes is this, that the isha is holding on to the get. Then we see that the isha received the get, and that's why it's a kosher a get. There is no zman bichlal, which is nichtav in the get, to tell us when this get was written, and whether or not this man the isha was holding on to it is a kosher a get. L'chay, we have to come on to outside rayas to tell us that the get is a kosher as a get, and when this man of the get is. So we see from there that one does not need muchach mitoich in order to be a kosher star. We see afilo a get she'im by his man with the rice is a kosher a get, hagam, that it's einu muchach mitoich in this man of the get. And the bachonon is mechalik between gittin and shtaris. So the bachonon, this that Tosfos says one needs muchach mitoich is dafka by shtaris. By shtaris is a halach of l'man yamdu yomim rabim. A shtar has to be oimid for a raya, it has to be roya to be oimid yomim rabim biyad amalvi, to be used as a raya to be goiva from the loiva. Being that there's a din in the shtar, l'man yamdu yomim rabim, zok Tosfos, that has to be muchach mitoicha this man, the shtar has to say the entire edus of how the malvi is going to be goiva from the loiva. And if it's not muchach mitoicha, it's a chesaron in l'man yamdu yomim rabim, and it's a pasul the shtar. Mashenke, when it comes to gittin, the get only has to be megarish b'shas, the mesira from the baal to the isha, there is no din of l'man yamdu yomim rabim. So being that Bishas Mesira, Bezdin sees the gets given over from the Baal to the Isha, Afilo a get she'im bo'iz man also is a kosher a get, and we do not need a muchach mitoicha this man of the get. As soon as the Bezdin sees the get b'yad Isha, that's enough of a ray that the Isha received the get from the Baal, and the Isha's mugureshes, afal pi that it's not kosher bo'iz man. The Gemara continues with a braisa, Tan Rabbonana reini nozir, sumchis oma hina achas. If he says a reini nozer, hino, he means to be mekabel one nazirus, digun, he means to be mekabel two nazirusin, trigun, he means to be mekabel three nazirusin, tatrigun, he means to be mekabel four nazirusin, and pentigun, he means to be mekabel five nazirusin. And Tosfos asks, what's the chiddush of this braisa? It's pshita, mali loshin, ivri, mali loshin, yevoni, mali loshin, laz. What's the chiddush, what language he is talking in? If he's mekabel two or three or four nazirusin, it is a kabbal and he's a nozer two, three or four times. And Tosfos answers the chiddush is, even though he doesn't know what it means, digun, trigun, pentigun, he doesn't know that this means 2, 3, 4, and 5. Even though he doesn't know what the language means, being that he said, Areni nozer, trigun, it means to be mekabel 3 nazirisen. And if he says tatrigun, it means to be mekabel 4 nazirisen. Agami doesn't know what the Lashon means. And the Mashal is mefarish to Tosfos that there's a chiluk between Lashon HaKodesh and Lashon Chachomim with Shah Lashonis, with Lashonis Laz and Lashonis of Akum. Sagt der Mashal, it's dafke by Loshen HaKodesh and Loshen Chachomim. Then we say, even though the person doesn't know what it means, afilu achi, the Nazir says Chal, and if he says Tetrigan, being that it's a Loshen Chachomim, he's being mekabel for Nazirisen. Mashainke, when it comes to Loshen Akum, if a person doesn't know what the language means, he doesn't know what the words that he is saying means, it is not a Kabbalah Nazirus, and the person is not a Nazir. And the Chayvet Tzarech Bir Achilik, why is it that when it comes to Loshen HaKodesh and Loshen Chachomim, that Tosfos tells us, Kamash Melon, this Braisa, that Loshen Chachomim is also Mahani like Loshen HaKodesh, that even though a person doesn't know what it means, Afilu Achi, we say it's a Kabbalah Nazirus, and if he says Tetrigan, he is a Nazir four times. Maishna Loshen Chacham from Loshen Akum, that by Loshen Chacham, even though a person doesn't know what he means, it is a Kabbalah Naziris. And by Loshen Akum, if a person doesn't know what the language means, we don't consider this to be a Kabbalah Naziris. And in order to be Mefarish the Chilik, we first have to explain the Rishonim ask a Kasha effect, the Ramban. If a person doesn't know what it means, Tetrigan, how could it be a Kabbalah Naziris? The person doesn't know what he's saying. What kind of Kabbalah Naziris is this? And the Ramban is mefarish that the person wants to be mekabel in Naziris. He knows he wants to be mekabel and he knows he wants to be a Nazir. B'makom the person is miskaven to be a Nazir and he says a lashon of Tetrigan, even though he doesn't know that Tetrigan means four Nazirisin, that's enough to be considered a Kabbalah for Nazirisin, and Mamela he is a Nazir four times. The Piskei HaTosfos is mefarish Tosfos a little bit more, and the Piskei HaTosfos speaks out that he is miskaven whatever the lashon means. He doesn't know what the lashon Tetrigan or the lashon Trigan means. But he's miskaven, whatever this Loshen means, that's the amount of Nazirus and he wants to be. And the Chiddush is that afilu achi gets mehani. This is dafka by Loshen HaKodesh and Loshen Chachomim. Over there we say like the Ramban, being that he wants to be mekabel Nazirus and he said a Loshen of Tetrigan, we assume it's chal or kabbalah for Nazirus, or if he's miskaven like the Piskei HaTosfos, whatever the Loshen means, it's mehani is kabbalah, being that the Loshen means for Nazirus and he is now a Nazir four times. But it's dafka Loshen HaKodesh and Loshen Chachomim. We're there, the Loshen Be'etzem means four times. Loshen HaKodesh, the Loshen of Arba Be'etzem means four. And Loshen Chachomim, also we say Tetrigan means four times, four Nazirisin. Masha'inke, when it comes to Loshen Akum, the entire language is based on this, that people are makabal, that this is what these words mean. And everybody assumes that this is what these words mean. It's called a dafka if a person understands the language. But if a person doesn't understand the language, when he says four without knowing what four means, it's bechlal not a dibur and a kabbalah of Nazirus of four. The Melech Zag Tosfos, the Chiddush of the Braisa is that Tetrigan is a Loshen Chacham and is similar to Loshen HaKodesh, that we say the words mean four be'etzem. The Melech, if a person's mechavin to be mekabel Nazirus and he said a Loshen of Tetrigan, we consider a kabbalah of four Nazirus and it's like domi to Loshen Akam where the words don't be'etzem mean four. It's only because it's accepted that these words mean four. We say that that's considered a dibur of four, and if it's only because it's accepted, if a person doesn't know the language bechlal, that's not considered a dibur, and it's not considered bechlal a kabbalah of four nazirusin. Rav Chanan in Kavod Shiurim is mefarish differently the chiluk between a loshen chachamim, loshen hakodesh, and a loshen akum v'loshen laz. Rav Chanan is mefarish being that they were regilin in loshen hakodesh and they were regilin in loshen chachamim. If a person says that he didn't know what it meant tetrigan, we say it's Dvorim Shabalei Ve'inon Dvorim, and we assume it to be a Kabbalah, we don't believe him, and we say it's a Kabbalah for Nazirusin, and he has to keep for Nazirusin. Mashenke, when it comes to Loshen Akam and Loshen Laz, being that they weren't regilin in these Lashonis, a person is neman to say that Peshasi said the Loshen of four, he didn't know what four means, and therefore it would not be a Kabbalah for Nazirusin, and a person is neman to say that he did not mean to be Mekabal Slumni Nazirusin, and we will not be Kaifin to be Mekayim all the Nazirusin. Akoponim, we said over Taisis Kasha, my Kamashmal and the Braisa, that all these numbers mean an amount of Nazirisin. And Taisis answers, Kamashmal, even though a person doesn't know what he means, Afilu Achit Mani is Kabbalah. And we said over that the Mashal is Mefarish Taisis, that it's Dafka Loshen HaKodesh, and the Chiddush of the Braisa is that Loshen Chacham is similar to Loshen Kodesh. Mashenki Loshen Akam and Loshen Laz, if a person doesn't know what it means, it's not Mani the Kabbalah. And so it'll be the Chilik. We said over the kasha of the Rishonim, why is it mehani if a person doesn't know what it means, what kind of Kabbalah Nazirus is this? And the Ramban explains, being that he's mechavin to be mekabel Nazirus, and he said this Loshen, it's mehani Kabbalah to the amount of Nazirus, and he said, Agami didn't know what it means. And the Piskei HaTosfos is mefarish tfei, that the person's kavona b'shasas diba was that whatever this Nazirus, whatever the number of the Loshen he's saying, whatever amount of Nazirus and it means, that's what he wishes to be mekabel, and that's a kavona to be mekabel Nazirus. In Mela we can mefarish the chil between a Loshen Chachomim and the Loshen Akum. A Loshen HaKodesh and a Loshen Chachomim, the words be'etzem mean that number. And if the person's miskaven, whatever the words means, it's mehani kabalosai mashenkin. When it comes to Lashon Akum, if a person doesn't know what he's saying, it's bechlal not a dibur, and therefore we don't consider it a kabalas anazirus. And a bachonin is masbe the chiluk differently. A bachonin is masbe that being the Lashon HaKodesh and Lashon Chachomim, they were regilim bom and mela. If a person says he didn't know what it means, it's a dvarm shabalei vein and dvarm. Mashenkin, when it comes to Lashon Akum, being that they weren't regilim bom, therefore it's not dvarm shabalei, and he's never to say that he didn't know what these words mean, and we're not kaifim to be mekayim biznezirisin. The Gemara then brings a maisa who mekusher dosel lekamei de Rebbe, the Omer Rebbe ain't zman bozer, there's no zman nichtav in the shtar. Maybe the Zman is Muvla Bein Aksharim. And they checked and they found the Zman was Muvla Bein Aksharim. Hadurchazi Bei Rebbe Bebishas. Rebbe looked at Shimon Bar Rebbe Bebishas. He was Choshed, he wrote the Shtar, and Rebbe didn't like the Ksiva of the Shtar. The Rashbam is Mefarish two times why Rebbe didn't like the Ksiva of the Shtar. Either Bizman, Rebbe already Lechatchila, they did not write a Get Mekosher, meaning that Ein Anu Bekiyim in the Ksiva of a Get Mekosher. And the second shtar of the Rashbam is, even though people did write a Get Mekusher, Rebbe didn't like the way this Get Mekusher was written. The Zman was too much Muvla Bein Aksharim, it was too hard to see the Zman. Al Koponim, Rebbe was Chozi, Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe Bebishas, and Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe wished to be Mesalek to Chashad, the Rebbe was Choshen Me'olav, and he told him, Lava no Kisavtiya, Reb Yehuda Chayta Kisavtiya, I wasn't the one who wrote this shtar, Reb Yehuda Chayta wrote this shtar. Go away from this dibur of Lashon Hara, don't speak such a dibur. And this Gemara is Gepaskin in the Chafetz Chaim, the last halacha in Hilchos Lashon Hara. If a dover is Nasa Shaloi Kehoigen, and Reuven comes to Shimon and says, Mi Osas Adover Azeh, and Shimon knows that Reuven is choshed him of doing this Maisa of Shaloi Kehoigen, and Shimon really didn't do such a Maisa. So Shimon cannot tell Reuven who did the Maisa in order to be Mesalik to Chashad Me'alav. It's also for Shimon to tell Reuven who did it. Only Shimon should tell Reuven, Ani lo yasisi es adov razeh, it wasn't me who did this Maisa, it was somebody else, and not say who did it. And this is the halacha that Chavetz Chaim is mechir from our Gemara, that Rebbe told Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, Klach mi loshon hara azeh, don't speak a dibov, tell me who wrote this shtar. All Reb Shimon Rebbe is mutter to say is, Ani lo yasisi es adov razeh. The Chavetz Chaim in Ber Mayim Chaim on this halacha speaks out that the case we're discussing, that it's mutter to say Ani lo yasisi es adov razeh, is if Reuven doesn't know who did it. Once Shimon says he didn't do it, Reuven will not be able to figure out who is the one who did it. But Dr. Chavetz Chaim, what is the halacha if Reuven is choshesh either Shimon or Levi did a maaser shelo kehoigen? And now Reuven comes to Shimon and says Mi osa es adov razeh, and he knows it was either Shimon or Levi. Dr. Chavetz Chaim, if what Levi did was really an avla and it was the emes a maisa shalei kehoigen, it's still mutter for Shimon to say ani lo yasisi es adav razeh. And agam that Reuven is going to figure out from there that Levi is the one who did this maisa shalei kehoigen, it's mutter for Shimon to be mesalek to chashad me'olav and say ani lo yasisi es adav razeh. But Dr. Chavetz Chaim, if the maisa is not be emes a maisa avla and the emes a maisa shalei kehoigen, only the maisa that was done, it's perceived by Reuven as a maisa shalei kehoigen, and Reuven looks at it as an avla, but it's be'emes and not a maisa avla. In such a case where it's not an emes a avla, it's only by the perception of Reuven that he looks at it as an avla. The Chavetz Chaim is mesupik if it's mutter for Shimon to say ani lo yasisi es adov razeh. He says it's telling the halacha in Choshen Mishpat if hezek is ba'olav, if there's hezek that's coming on him and he wishes to be mesalek the hezek me'olav. But he knows that Ayedei being Mesalek to Hezek Me'olav, it's going to cause a Hezek to another person. Is it mutter for a person to be Mesalek to Hezek Me'olav and not allow the Hezek to happen to him if he knows that by not allowing it to happen to him, it's going to be Mazik somebody else? And this is a Safek in Hilchos Choshen Mishpat, Zokta Chofetz Chaim, who had been over here, where Reuven thinks this is an Avla, and it's not an Avla. Is it mutter for Shimon to say, Ani lo yasisi es adov razeh, to be Mesalek to Hezek of Reuven's perception of an Avla, to be Mesalek to Chashad Me'olav, even though the hezek is going to come onto Levi, or is it also is totally whether or not when a real hezek is coming onto a person, is a mutter for a person to misalik hezek me'olav, even though he knows it's going to damage somebody else? And l'chayvi, the beer of the kavan of the Chavetz Chaim, what is this heter that the Chavetz Chaim is telling us, that it's mutter for Shimon to say, Ani lo yasisi es adov razeh, if it's an emes ha'avla that Levi did, and Reuven knows it's either Shimon or Levi, why is it mutter for Shimon to say, Ani lo yasisi es adov razeh, if I did this dibur, Reuven is going to figure out that Levi is the one who did this avla, and it comes out that Shimon spoke Lashon Hara. And l'chaira, the kavan of the Chafetz Chaim is that if Levi did an avla, and if I day that Levi did a maisa shalai kohigin, that Levi did a maisa avla, it comes out that there's a cheshad on Shimon and Levi of who did this maisa. So we look at it that Levi is really is causing hezek to Shimon, and Levi is really a mazik on Shimon. He's putting chashad on Shimon that Reuben is now choshed Shimon for doing a maisa avla, for doing a maisa shalai koigen. Memela being that Levi is coming to be mazik Shimon, it's mutter for Shimon to say anila asisias adover azeh. The ma'akiv Levi and not allow Levi to be mazikim. Hagam that Reuben cannot figure out that Levi is the one who did this maisa avla. Shimon can block and not allow Levi to be mazikim, even though it's going to cause that Reuben will figure out that Levi is the one who did this maisa shalai koigen and did this maisa avla. But kolze, if it's a be'etzma ma'isa avlo, then we see that Levi is being mazik Shimon. Levi is causing Shimon harm. A day that he's doing this ma'isa shalai kohagin, he's causing a chashad on Shimon that Reuben is now choshes Shimon for a ma'isa shalai kohagin. But if the ma'isa is not be'emes in a ma'isa avlo, it's only that Reuben looks at it as a ma'isa avlo and as a ma'isa shalai kohagin. It's only rabbi in the Reuben, it's not be'etzim something wrong. In such a case where it's not be'etzim wrong, it's only in the perception of Reuben, Levi is not really being mazik Shimon. He's not putting a chashad on Shimon of a ma'isa shalai koigin. It's only in Reuven's perception that Reuven, it's being nigram, that Reuven is now going to look at Shimon as if that Shimon did something wrong. And it's only in Reuven's eyes that now there's a chashad on Shimon that's not be'etzma ma'isa hezik. Only there's hezik being ba'olav. There's a hezik coming to Shimon and this that Reuven's going to look at him and be choshin him for a ma'isa shalai koigin. The Melech Zok to Chafetz Chaim, that's telling the halachas in choshin mishpat. If there's hezek ba'olav, is it mutter for a person to misalek the hezek ma'olav, even though he knows it's going to cause hezek to somebody else? And if it's mutter over there, who didn't over here also, it's mutter for the person to say, Ani le'esisias adav ra'azeh, agam Reuven's going to figure out that Levi did the ma'isa which Reuven thinks is shalei ka'igen, and now he's going to come know that Levi did a ma'isa which he thinks is shalei ka'igen. The Gemara then brings another ma'isa of Reb Shimon by Rebbe and Rebbe, Zimnin av Yosef kamevik ha'posik sidja b'sefer te'ilim. Omar Rebbe, Kamen Miyushik Savzeh, how straight is the Ksav of this Sefer Tehillim? And if Shimon Bar Rebbe didn't want to take the credit for himself, being that he didn't write the Sefer Tehillim, he said, Lava no Ksav Tio, Yehuda Chaita Kasfei, I'm not the one who wrote the Sefer Tehillim, Yehuda Chaita is the one who wrote the Sefer Tehillim. And Rebbe told him again, Klach mi Lashon Hara Azeh, don't speak such Lashon Hara. And the Gemara asks, Bishlam, in the earlier case, there was a Lashon Hara, being that Rebbe thought this Shtar was written Shalai Kahoygin, because it was too much muvla bein aksharim, or because Rebbe felt his man Rebbe ready, people shouldn't write again mekosher, so that's why it's a lashon hara. But in the case where Rebbe was being mishabech the ksava the sefer tilim, my lashon hara ika. And the Gemara answers, Mishum de Revdimi, de Tani Revdimi, Yachva de Rev Safra, Loilama Yesapi, Odom, Mitaivosi Shal Chaveri. A person shouldn't speak about the Tavis and the Milus of somebody else, Shemitoich Tavosa, is Boli de Reosai. Mitoich the diba of the milus and the tevis of another person will be bali de reosai, therefore a person shouldn't speak about tevasi shal chaveri. And the Rishonim ask a kash on this halacha that a person shouldn't speak with tevasi and malosi shal chaveri. We find kama pomim in the Mishnayis and in Shas that Chazal spoke about the shvachim of other tanom and of other amiram, of other chachamim. The Moshel we find Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai in the second perek of Pirkei Avos is minus shvachim shal his talmidim. He tells us the shvachim of his different talmidim, but we see his mesaper in the milus and the shvachis of other chacham of his talmidim. And the chayyur this is shver from our sugya the halacha of ayesaper adam b'tayvosei shal chaveri shemitoich tayvosei boli dei reosei. The lashon of Rabbeinu Yoinin shari tshuva in shar shlishi ois reish chavav ki min amidos hanois lesaper b'shvach hachachom v'atzadikim. It's from the midos hanois to be mesaper b'shvach hachachom v'atzadikim. And it brings a pasuk, v'cheker kvoidim is covered. Being cheker, they're covered, that is a covered. So we see that it's min amidus ha'anois to mesape b'malosin shel tzadikim, and it's a good thing to talk about the shvachim and the milus of the tzadikim, and ayet shver from our gemara, v'ayesape otim b'tayvosei shel chaveri, shemitoich tayvosei is bali dei reosei. And there are two mahalchim in the Rishonim to miyashiv this kasha. Rashi and Erichin on Daf Tezayin is Mefarish Ayesaper Odom B'Tayvosei Shal Chaveri Shemitoich Tavosei Boli Dei Reosei Zogt Rashi Ayesaper Odom B'Tayvosei Shal Chaveri Yosem Midai. Rashi is Moisef Etnai that a person shouldn't speak B'Tayvosei Shal Chaveri Yosem Midai. He shouldn't speak too much B'Tayvosei Shal Chaveri. Avada, a person can talk in the Milus and the Tavis Shal Chaveri, but he shouldn't speak Yosem Midai. If he talks too much about somebody else's Tavis or Milus, then we say mitoich toivosei it's boli dei reosei, that will be maybe the day lashon hara. And this is also the mashmois of the Rashbam in our sugi, the Rashbam in the Remaschul boli dei reosei mitoich shem marbin b'shvachim maskirin shom gnusai. Mitoich that they're going to be marbe b'shvachim, then they'll be maskir the gnus. It's mashma that the issue is this, that they're being marbe b'shvachim. But a person can talk bekitzer about the milas and the tavis of another person, and we don't say mitoich tavosai is bali deyrosai. The Rambam in Perek Zayim Ilchis Deis Alocha Dalet Paskins is also lesape bitoivosai shal chaver bifnei soinov. A person shouldn't speak bitoivosai shal chaver in front of the person's enemies, because the enemies will then point out reosai. Then we say the Alocha vasugi mitoich tavosai is bali deyrosai. It's mevua from the Rambam that he learned our sugya that mitoich tovosei boli deirosei is dafka bifnei soinov. When a person is talking to another person, it's mutter to talk to him mesape b'tovosei shal chaverim. We do not have the chashash of our sugya of mitoich that he's speaking b'tovosei, he will be boli deirosei. And the chayva, both of these terutzim are shver from our sugya. The Gemara Beis brings the ma'aseh of Reb Shimon bar Rebbe and Rebbe. And Reb Shimon bar Rebbe told Rebbe, Lav anokis avtia ela Yehuda chayta kasfei. He told him he's not the one who wrote this ksav. Meyosha Yehuda chayta is the one who wrote it. And l'chayu, he wasn't being marbe b'shvacha. He wasn't talking b'arichus about the shvacham of Yehuda chayta. He only said one line, Yehuda chayta kasfei, one mile that he wrote the Sefer Tilim b'ksav meyosha. And in Kain, it's kosha and shitas Rashi. Why is the Gemara telling Sudis halacha v'yisapi odem mitoivosei shal chaveri shemitoich toivosei izboli deirosei? And who did Yesh Lahor Ashita Sarambam? Reb Shimon bar Rebbe and Rebbe were not the Sainim of Reb Yehuda Chaita. L'choy, they were all Chachom and they were not Sainim Zer L'zeh. So in Kain, why is it that Rebbe told Reb Shimon bar Rebbe, Klach mi Lashon Hara Zu, because Ayesapi Odom b'Toivosei Shal Chaveri Shem Yitoich Toivosei Yizboli Dei Reosei. L'choy, they were not Sainim of Reb Yehuda Chaita. And in Kain, there is no Halach of Mitoich Toivosei Yizboli Dei Reosei. And the Rambam himself in his Pirush HaMishnayis in Maseches Avos in Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud Zayin answers this kasha. And the Rambam is Moisef in this halacha that we say is also lesapir b'tayvosei shal chaver b'fnei soinov. So the Rambam who adin b'fnei arabim, it's also lesapir b'tayvosei shal chaver b'fnei arabim. Because when a person is talking in front of a rabbim, it's motzi me'oid el b'nimtza sham de soinim el b'nimtza sham de'oyavim. Pa'am there'll be his sainim in the crowd, and pa'am there'll be his ayavim in the crowd, and l'chayre, there are both types in the crowd that he's talking to b'fnei arabim. B'meile zok the Rambam b'fnei arabim, also we have the sa'alocha v'yisap yodim b'tayvosei shal chaveri shemitoich tayvosei izboli dey re'osei, it'll be maybe the day of sipur of Lashon Hara. And the Rambam means as a mekor for the sa'alocha that a person shouldn't speak in front of a rabbim b'shvachi shal chaveri because mitoich tayvosei izboli dey re'osei. And the Rambam brings our Gemara that Reb Shimon bar Rebbe told Rebbe, Lav anokis avtia Yehuda chayta kasvei. And the Rambam understood that the Maisa of our Gemara was discussing b'fnei Rabbim. It wasn't only Reb Shimon bar Rebbe and Rebbe. Rebbe was learning Sefer Tehillim with Kama Talmidim. It was b'fnei Rabbim. And being that it was b'fnei Rabbim, it's nimtza sham oyavim v'soyvim v'soynim. They're both nimtza sham. The people who like Reb Yehuda Chayta and his soynim were also nimtza sham. And it came, being that it was in front of a Rabbim, we have the halacha of Ayisap Rodim b'tayvosei shal chaveri shemitoich tayvosei is boli dey re'osei. And therefore Rebbe told Reb Shimon bar Rebbe, klach mi loshen arizu. Well, l'chayre is kolzeh l'vishitas ha-Rambam that the iser l'saper b'tayvosei shal chaveri is b'fnei soinov. And imkain we can say that b'fnei ha-Rambam has the halacha b'fnei soinov because it's motzi shom soinov. But according to Rashi and the Rashbam, that the iser ha-Yisaper adam b'tayvosei shal chaveri is an iser to be marbe b'shvachay. L'chayre is l'har from our sugya, Reb Shimon bar Rebbe wasn't being marbe b'shvachay, he only said one thing, that Yehuda chayta kasveh, he wrote this ksav meyosha. And in Kenoa, is it that the Gemara says that it's Bechlal the Isra Yisap Yodim Metayvosei Shal Chaveri, and Rebbe told Reb Shimon bar Rebbe, Klach Min Loshon Arazu. And the Morgan Avriom in Erechayim in Simin Kuf Nun Vav Sivkotten Beis asks on Rashi from Arasugya that L'choy, why is it that Rebbe said Klach Min Loshon Arazu? Ayin Marshon Chudush Shagodis that answers this Kasha, and then Yaakov has another Teretz to answer the Kasha. Why is it according to Shitas Rashi that the Isra is Dafka by Marbe Bishvachai? Why in our sugi did Rebbe say klach mi loshen arizu? Why do we have the isra v'yisap yodim b'tayvosei shal chaveri shemitoich tayvosei boli deir osay? Now, kolponim, to summarize, we spoke out on this day Reb Shimon Rebbe told Rebbe by the get mekusha l'avanokis avtia Yehuda chayta kasve, and Rebbe told him klach mi loshen arizu. The Chavetz Chaim paskins alocha l'maisa that if a person is choshed, a person for doing an avla, he cannot tell him plainly did the avla, not me. He could only say Anila Asisias Adavir Azeh, it wasn't me, but he cannot tell him who did in order to be Masalik the Chashad Me'alav, and the Chavetz Chaim is Mechich the Salacha from our Sugya. We said over the Be'emayim Chaim, the Chavetz Chaim discusses what if there's only two people that Reuven is Choshed. He's Choshed either Shimon or Levi did the Avlo. Is it Mutter for Shimon to say Anila Asisias Adavir Azeh if Reuven will figure out now that Levi is the one who did the Maisa Shalik Oigen? And the Chavetz Chaim is mechalik, if it's be'etzma ma'isa avlo, then Shimon can be mechalik the chshad me'alov and say that Anila Yasisi Yasadov Ve'azeh, Hagam that from there, Reuven will figure out that Levi is the one who did it, being that Shimon didn't do it. But the Chavetz Chaim says, if it's not be'etzem ma'isa avla, only Reuven thinks of it as a ma'isa avla and thinks of it as a ma'isa shalai ko'egin, then it's telling the suffix in Choshem Mishpat if a hezek is ba'olav, is the mutter for a person to be misalak, that the hezek shouldn't come olav if he knows that I did this, that he's misalak himself, he is going to be goyim, that the hezek will go al chaveri and be mazik chaveri. If in the case over there it's mutter, who I did over here, also it's mutter to say ani le'asisias adav ve'azeh, but if in the case in Hilchos Choshem Mishpat by hezek, it's also l'salak hezek me'olav, who I did over here also, it's also to say ani le'asisias adav ve'azeh, being that Reuben will figure out that Levi's the one who did it, he'll be goyim hezek to Levi. We then said over on the second mice of Reb Shimon Rebbe and Rebbe that he told him Yehuda Chayte was Kosfei Dixav Meyusha, and Rebbe told him Klach Miloshen Arazek because Ayesap Yodam Metoivosei Shal Chaveri Shemitoich Toivosei is Bali Dei Rosei. And the Rishonim asked, we find Kama Pa'omim that the Chacham spoke about the Shvach of other Chacham, and we don't say this Halacha of Ayesap Yodam Metoivosei Shal Chaveri. We said over to Mahalchim Rashi and Erichin and Daftezain and Dashbam and Asugia say that the Isser is Dafkafiz Mesapa Yesem Midai. And we asked that according to Rashi and the Rashbam, L'choy Reb Shimon bar Rebbe was not Mesapa Yisim Yidai, so why is it that Rebbe told him, Klach Milosh and Arazeh, because Ayisap Rodim Mitoivosi Shal Chaveri. And we said over a second Malach, the Malach of the Rambam in Perek Zayim L'choy's day, is that this that we say, Ayisap Rodim Mitoivosi Shal Chaveri, is Dafka Bifnei Soinov. And we said the Rambam in Perek Yavis, in Perek Aleph Mishnah Yid Zayin, is Mazbeh why in our sugi this Halacha applied L'choy that Reb Shimon bar Rebbe and Yehuda Chayta were not Soinim Zeh. And the Rambam is mefarish just like it's also to mesape b'fnei soinov because mitoich toivosai is bali dei reosai who are then it's also lesape b'fnei arabim. And being that Reb Shimon bar Rebbe and Rebbe were learning sefer tehillim b'fnei arabim, therefore it was also to talk the milus of Yehuda Chayta because mitoich toivosai is bali dei reosai, being that there's a rabbim there and it's pa'amim nimsa shom soinov the mail of this halacha applies that mitoich toivosai is bali dei reosai, and that's a Rebbe told Reb Shimon bar Rebbe klach miloshen harazeh.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.